Why do you only wish for one night with me? The question made her chest ache. He leaned his hips against the mantel by the fireplace, his stare unswerving. Was it that he wanted more than one night? Her mind dismissed the possibility. Yet after a few seconds, she arrived at the same conclusion. The idea was so preposterous, so frightfully appealing, she glared at him for eliciting the powerful need, excitement, and doubt mashing painfully together inside. "What do you want from me?" she whispered, instead of answering his question. "I know your intent to marry. Did you not declare to Anthony your plans to court Lady Andrea, the perfect debutante of this season?" A frown chased his features.
"I have no intention to court her or anyone else. I know the woman I want to spend the rest of my life with, if she will grant me the honour."
Emma stared at him with a mixture of dread and fascination, and a peculiar weight filled her heart, and a lump grew in her throat. "I ask again, Your Grace, what do you want from me?" Somehow she got the impression he was nervous, and that was an even more preposterous idea. Elliot Winthrop was never nervous. He had grown into the poise and confidence of a nobleman who was well aware of his worth in society.
"More," he said softly.
Emma swallowed. "More of what?" He stepped closer and she moved back. He faltered, but his eyes never left hers.
"More of you. More than one night. Forever."
She put some safe distance between them, anger whipping through her blood. "Why are you saying this? You haven't paid any addresses to me in 8 years." He glared at her, seemingly waging an internal war.
"Did you want me to?"
"Yes, no. If you had wanted me, why did you stay away for so long?"
"Staying away from you has been the hardest thing I've ever done. You rejected my offer of marriage 3 times, and my heart and pride were wounded. Each letter you sent to me was a twisting knife in an open wound that had no chance of healing. I had to distance myself from you to preserve my sanity. I never thought I had another chance with you until you came to the masquerade ball."
The air heated and tension arched from him to her.
"I've stayed away over the years, but I will not continue to do so. Please give me a chance."
After years of hopeless longing to hear such renewed sentiments, how strange his expressions did not fill her with relief, more like despair. "No." Her refusal sounded so weak. Wanting to be firm, she squared her shoulders and lifted her chin.
"Why not?"
"If I had not come to you last night, would you have ever approached me?" she asked softly. He shielded his eyes, but not before she saw the flash of guilt and torment.